Hello, my loves. I have a piece for you today called Tiny Little Bruises. Because who doesn't love to find the evidence of some really good sexy time later, after the fact? Here we go. After a shower and before getting dressed, I stand in front of my full-length mirror, turning to see if the bruises your teeth made are showing up yet. The reflection yields some tiny ones just off the center of the right cheek of my ass. I check the left to find it bare. Twisting and turning my right and then left thigh, I thoroughly examine the length of each one, finding purple-blue remnants that serve as evidence of your here-ness, remnants that delight my heart and make me giggle. As I finish getting dressed and walk out the door to get coffee, my mental fingers rake across the memory of last night. I recall the bittersweet old-fashioned slipping down my throat, the sound of your voice, the soft of your skin close enough for me to touch. One cocktail turned into two as the sun faded. Walking back to your place, after we finished the last of round two, you laced your fingers with mine. It was easy to be with you, like stargazing in a field under a dark night sky with the full moon. As I leave my apartment this morning, the sun colorfully ascending, painting the clouds orange and pink against a robin's egg blue backdrop, I walk to the coffee shop I visit daily. Ordering an oat latte and sitting at the bar with it, I pull out two pens, along with my extended pages moleskin journal from the giant black bag I carry everywhere. It's hard to concentrate with my jeans compressing the bruises sprinkled along my lower half and remembering how they got there. I want your teeth again, specifically on the left side of my ass, so a bruise forms to match the right. I write to recount what my tipsy memory wants to deliver, hoping the caffeine will sharpen it. But your room is dark, and the best I can do is remember where you put your mouth, where I put mine, the sharp of your teeth sinking into me, and the feeling of your body, of you filling my body up as I open the journal and see what wants to come first. There was an elusiveness to your energy that darted off before I had the chance to perceive, examine, and drag my tongue across it, despite the grounded presence residing in your skin beneath my memory hand. The desire to bite your legs, leave the same marks on you as you left on me, splashed through my awareness. But I settled for squeezing and sliding my hands over them while we pushed our tongues and mouths against each other. I felt you touch my hair, lightly pinch my nipple, grab my ass. I look up from my journal to stare out the window, pausing, withholding the feeling of your touch on my limbs, the taste of you in my mouth, your sweat mixed with mine, long dried on my skin. Another regular of this coffee shop walks over to say hi. I place my arm over my words as we exchange pleasantries about the weather and our walks here. I don't want to draw attention to the sentences I'm stringing together about the way your cock feels in my hand. And as she finds her seat in the corner with her friend behind me, I write words that kiss their way down your torso. Fanning my fingers over your rib cage, I licked and kissed until I met the heart of your hip bone, moved inside the tender tension of the muscles residing between your cock and bone, licked my way until I met the base of you with the flat of my tongue. I enveloped you with my lips, pressing my tongue into the underside of you to pull the sound of your pleasure out of your throat. It's like a song I can't get enough of, one that I play on repeat, creating a Pavlovian response, making my pussy gush once I've gotten you all the way in, listening, licking, and sucking until I want you inside of me. Bits of our conversation prior to removing our clothes settle into the spaces between the words I search for to describe your touch, and the way I perpetually want to lick your mouth leaves me feeling the vulnerable belly-up exposure I generally protect myself from revealing to anyone else. the way you receive whatever tumbles out of my mouth, whether it's rainbowed and light, thick with grief, or sharp as knives, is laced with an acceptance that results in feeling a sense of safety so deep that my body unclenches. A long-held exhale releases as my knees part. Hiding my smile behind my left hand as I write while mentally pulling out the sensation of you behind me after I let go of your cock to allow my pussy to have it. I recall your hips pushing against mine while I stretched my arms out in front of me. I pressed my chest onto the mattress, wanting you as deep as I could get it, while you tell me the view is incredible. Makes me want to come right now. You bit my ass and the backs of my thighs after you pulled out. My squeals mixed with laughter as I turned over, inviting you to climb on top of me as you sank your teeth into the soft flesh of my stomach. I stilled as you let go and kissed each of my nipples before reaching my mouth. I trapped your lower lip between my teeth for a moment, let go, and slipped my tongue across yours. "I want you to fuck my face," I said, hoping to get more sound out of you and your cum inside of me. The cafe is getting loud, pulling me out of the pleasure of thinking about you. I am so close to finishing, as are you. A youngish man whose name escapes me sits at the other end of the bar, smiles and nods at me. He's a writer, and the last thing I want is to stop when I'm so close to answer questions about what I'm writing. Returning my attention to the page, I get back to your cock. We climbed off the bed, and I kneeled in front of you, gripping your thighs as I took all of you into my mouth, reveling in the soft hard of your cock against my tongue. Questions swirled around my awareness, asking what and why and how did we get here? Does it matter? I backtracked into the other times I was with you, looking for evidence that we'd be here now, and came up empty as you fucked the question out of my face until it felt like something I imagined. You filled my mouth as you came, your exhale following the audible pleasure I was waiting for. I swallowed and grinned as I stood to kiss you. Satiated, we got back onto the bed, tangling our limbs together until I pulled away and we drifted off to sleep. I closed my journal, slipping it and my pens into my oversized bag before busing my mug and saucer. I walked out into the sun-drenched day with my reminders of you on my thighs, making their presence known with every step, excited for the next time you add to the collection.